All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let us begin. We're gonna resume this morning in Sivkas Hatzadik Emir Tzashem. It's so hard because the truth is, you know, there's only a limited amount of time in the morning, and the truth is we could spend it all on the daf Emir Tzashem, but the truth is it's important to get a little bit of chasidus, a little bit of musar to start our day. So remember, again, we're picking up from where we left off, I think a week ago now, in Os Ayin Hey 75. So just to reorient ourselves a bit, in Os Ayin Hey, the Rebbe was talking about the idea that when a person does an Avera, that Avera doesn't become part of who and what they are. So the Rebbe was explaining, a person commits an Avera, so that Avera is something that sits on me, in other words, it sits on top of my neshama, but it doesn't become part of my essence. And the Rebbe explained, the mashal he gave, which I think was a very powerful mashal, was the same way that something could be vested or invested with financial sanctity. Right? So something has what we call in halacha, kiddushas damim. Financial sanctity. Financial sanctity, kiddushas damim is different than kiddushas haguf. Because kiddushas damim, the sanctity is there, but the sanctity could also be removed through redemption. Which shows you, the fact that the sanctity could be removed, shows you that the sanctity has not devolved within the entirety of the item. As opposed to kiddushas haguf, when something has physical sanctity, that sanctity devolves upon the item through and through. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says the fact that tshuva is possible, right? The fact that I could commit an avera, and at the end of the day, I could then cleanse myself of it. I could then remove it from who and what I am. I could then become someone different, indicates to me that although chait has an impact on who and what I am, you know, Menachem was mentioning this to me after we did this. He's like, you know, we always learn that what we do impacts who and what we are. So to be clear, the Rebbe is not arguing on that idea. But there's a difference between impact and ultimately becoming part and parcel of who and what you are. Everything impacts us. Everything impacts us. Every avera, big or small, impacts us. What the Rebbe is saying is, sometimes we think that when I commit an avera, I'm fundamentally, comprehensively, and unalterably changed. Right? I'm damaged goods. I'm damaged goods. So the Rebbe is saying, that's not true. Have I changed? Have I been impacted? Absolutely. Have I been irreversibly or irrevocably altered? No. And of course, the proof to that is tshuva. That's the proof. And he says, if the fact that tshuva is possible indicates that sin has not comprehensively and totally changed me. Now, also, let's pick up on page Kufayin Zayin. It's the same PDF that I sent out a week ago. Kufayin Zayin. Avala mitzvahs, I'm looking in the Be'uria Chasidus, on the right-hand column. Avala zchuyos, sheyesh l'chol adam Yisrael ha-mekayim es ha-mitzvos, shayochim lo l'chalutin, v'niknim be'etzem ahos nafsho. I will say, this is so beautiful. The Rebbe says, herein lies the fundamental difference between averos and mitzvos. When you do a mitzvah, says the Rebbe, shayochim lo l'chalutin, that mitzvah belongs to me in an absolute sense, the nickname be'etzem mohus nafsho, and the mitzvah becomes part of the essence of who and what I am. So we'll say, isn't this incredible? What Reb Tzadik just summarized for us is the fundamental difference between averus and mitzvahs. Right? Which, okay, there's an obvious distinction between averus and mitzvahs, right? Averus bad, mitzvahs good, right? That's an easy one. But lemaisa, a mitzvah becomes part of who and what I am. A mitzvah becomes an inextricable part of my spiritual persona. A mitzvah embeds itself not just like on top of my neshama, but in my neshama itself. He says, "V'lachein him kedavish in eskalish bekedushas haguf v'efshar lahavir mimenu es kedushaso v'leftoso bechefetz acher tachtov." So the Rebbe says in our mashal, he says something very beautiful. He says a mitzvah is like kedushas haguf. Remember again, an avera was kedushas damim, financial sanctity. What happens when an item has financial sanctity? The sanctity rests kind of on top of the item, but does it permeate the item in totality? The answer is no. Vaharaya, you could redeem something, right? What's the proof? That you could redeem something from its financial sanctity. You could remove financial sanctity. But when something has kedushas haguf, when something doesn't just possess financial sanctity, but rather, again, what we'll call, for lack of a better term, physical sanctity, that sanctity permeates the item in its entirety. How do you redeem something that has Kiddush HaSagof? How do you redeem it? You can't. You can't, right? You must remember again, this is why the severity of Temura, right? If you take a carbon and you swap it for another carbon, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Vahiyahu usmura so kodesh l'Hashem. Both become sanctified. Because when something has physical sanctity, it's permeated through and through. The Rebbe says that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. A mitzvah is kiddushas haguf, a physical sanctity. When something has physical sanctity, you can't redeem it. Redemption is only for financial sanctity, not for physical sanctity. It's the same idea with a mitzvah. Whenever you do a mitzvah, the mitzvah belongs to your neshama and becomes an inextricable or irremovable part of who and what you are. Which I will say, you understand the comfort. First of all, the profundity in it, in terms of the power of a mitzvah, which means every single time I do a mitzvah, I alter my spiritual persona. I alter my neshama in a positive, irreversible fashion. There's kiddushas haguf. Of course, the beautiful part of this is, it also tells me that no matter what I do wrong, right, I can't go ahead and lose the power of that mitzvah. And therefore, says the Rebbe, this is the power of a mitzvah. And I will say, the model is such a profound model. Averus, kiddushas damim. Averus are like financial sanctity. So they're there. They impact. They create realities. But they don't seep into my permanent sense of self. Mitzvos, kiddushas haguf, physical sanctity, become an irrevocable or irreversible part of who and what I am. And therefore, no redemption, so to speak, no removal. He says something very interesting. He says, "V'lachin ein lam shum pidyon lahavir zchuyosem lacherim klal." He says, "Zek kimo shekasuv im yitein ishes kol hom beiso bi'av aboz yavozu v'darshu chazal b'mezrash im yitnu umos ha'olam es kamamonam b'davar echa min haTorah boz yavozu lo sheyisra lo ya'aviru lahem zchuyos elu ba'ad kol hom." And that's a quote over here, the pasuk from Shirah Shirim, that even if someone were to pay you all the money in the world, right? He's talking about the nations of the world. Even if the nations of the world were to pay Klal Yisrael all the money of the world for their mitzvos, can you transfer a mitzvah? Can you transfer a mitzvah? And the answer is no. Because a mitzvah, when you perform that mitzvah, the mitzvah becomes an inextricable part of you. And therefore, by definition, you can't be transferred to someone else. And I will say, I'll just point out something. He says, V'ayin b'tshuvas Rav Haigon, shehevi ma'aram al shakar, b'inyan echad, shemachar etz mitzvosav. So we'll say, I'm going to mention this now, and then we're going to stop. We're going to pick up with this tomorrow. If you take a look on footnote Reish Tzadik Tes, this is fascinating. A shailah that was asked to Rav Haigon, and he says, Zeloshono, shaluas Rav Haigon zal, Mishaya Noiglis Anog Sheni Vechamishi, Ubisov Osahazman Amar, Macharti Tainis Zuhashana Bekach Vekach Laploni, Vikano Kinyan Alze, Hayesh Mize Kulo Hanala Oso Sheniti and Loklum. Vechamish, Shabosai. So they asked Rav Haigon the following Shiloh. This was a situation. There was a guy who had fasted a series of fast days, a bunch of Bahab fast days, right? Monday, Thursday, fast days. And then the guy decided at the end of the year, recall, and Reuven did the fast days, Shimon made him an offer he couldn't refuse. I want to buy the zechuyos of the fast days. And Reuven sold it. They sold it, they solidified the sale, they made a kinyan, and then they came to Rav Haigon and they asked him, does it work? So we'll stop over here for today. We're going to pick up Emirat Hashem with this Shaila tomorrow. Rabosai, the transferability of mitzvos, the halachic question is going to have a dramatic hashkafic impact as well. Emirat Hashem to be continued tomorrow. Shkoyach. course.